Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from Los Angeles, I guess technically Culver City, California, is Jason DeRose. He's the Bureau Chief of NPR West, National Public Radio West. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I noticed both our voices are sounding a little bit better. We're recovering after... I guess we've both been up at the Alaska Press Club meeting in Anchorage, but you got there. You actually went up to Fairbanks ahead of the game,
yes,
right?
Yes, I started out in Fairbanks on Monday of last week, so I've now been in Alaska for a week traveling around visiting stations. And my voice, you know, I live in warm and somewhat humid Los Angeles, and so being in very dry Fairbanks and Anchorage took a toll on my voice. So I apologize for that. I'm a baritone today.
But it's coming back in Sitka, thanks to our humidity. Jason, you're relatively new in the job down there, right?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
And it's interesting. I met you last year at the Alaska Press Club meeting, and we were all kind of, you know, curious about the new guy, whether he was going to be some sort of hard-driving, cigar-chomping, you know, Lou Grant figure. And it turns out that you're a former religion reporter from Chicago. And tell us a little bit about that journey.
Sure. Well, I've worked in public radio for over 20 years now, which, you know, I'm surprisingly young for that. I started it as a child. I started out as a reporter, and I worked as a reporter and then as a board operator through college, and in grad school I was a freelance reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. So I reported for about 15 years before becoming an editor, and then when I was living in Chicago and working at Chicago Public Radio, I became an editor. Did that for about a year before I got hired by NPR. So, you know, I know what it's like to be a reporter, and I'm not the Lou Grant figure. Although Lou Grant and I both don't like spunky very much.
So. And Mary was pretty spunky. Ted Grant, or Ted Knight, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
And covering religion in Chicago, was that good training for sort of going up to sort of a more national audience?
Well, I think it was a great experience, in part because I was covering religion as big national religion stories were happening. And so clergy sex abuse was sort of becoming a very big story in Boston, and we could cover the analog there in Chicago. Fights in the Episcopal Church over gay clergy, gay bishops, were happening in New England, and we were covering the analog of that in Chicago. Similar with, you know, many, many issues. Post 9/11, covering Islam in America, you simply had to do sort of a religion 101 course or an intro to Islam course,
right,
for listeners who, you know, some people were trying to conflate Islam and terrorism, and a lot of what we were doing was just trying to report on this is a world religion, it's not new, you know, Islamists are different than Muslims. It was great training and a very exciting time. Especially Chicago has a great amount of religious diversity. You can, you know, if something is happening with the Kurds, you can find some Kurds in Chicago. You have amazing religious diversity there. And also covering the Archdiocese was like covering a whole city. There were, you know, I think 3 million Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago, ran one of the largest private school systems in the country. So there were many stories to cover, and you learn how to cover stories carefully and with nuance when it's about people's faith. It's a little different than covering, say, you know, a traffic accident or something like that. That, you know, while maybe serious, people are going to hear it, and if you get, you know, one little thing wrong about, you know, trying to describe their faith, they're going to tell you about it.
And when you talk about the Archdiocese, you're talking about a complicated sort of political structure and hierarchy that probably has, you know, has parallels or analogs, as you say, you know, outside the world of religion.
Right, so. Right. I mean, I often think that perhaps covering the Archdiocese of Chicago was like covering City Hall in Chicago. You know, a very complicated hierarchy. There's clearly the person at the head, but many, many people underneath trying to make this giant, you know, it's like steering a tanker. It was a very large thing to control and organize, and you really saw how hard people worked to do what they felt was best for, you know, the people, for Catholics in Chicago.
And at some point, somebody said, Jason, we love your reporting. How would you like to be an editor? What?
Well, there was an open... The arts editor left, and they said, Jason, would you like to take on cultural news? Which in Chicago meant anything that wasn't education, law, or politics. So everybody that wasn't covering education, law, or politics fell to me, and I had a great time for a year running the arts and culture desk. And you know, it was a time when NPR was realizing that it needed more editors, more people to help reporters produce excellent work. And so about a year after I started as an editor, NPR became interested in me, and I was interviewing for jobs. And it turned out that they were interested in me and offered me a job in Los Angeles.
At Day to Day?
Day to Day, which was it's no longer in production, but it was for about 5.5, 6 years, was the midday news magazine for NPR. It was sort of designed to be that you know, check-in during the lunch hour, sort of one-hour news magazine with, you know, shorter, you know, 4 or 5 minute stories that would, you know, be newsy, yes, when the news was heavy, but had a lot of human interest features, focus on economic news, personal economics, personal finance news, and we had a lot of fun on the show as well.
I think we didn't have Day to Day on here at KCAW. I think about the time we were looking at it, they pulled the plug.
Right. Yeah. It was, you know, Day to Day was a great show that was a victim of the economic downturn. It was a show that was, you know, growing at a steady rate and then plateaued. And there was a point at which they realized that in order to protect the core, I don't like to use the word product, the core programming of NPR, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, the newscasts, Talk of the Nation, that they needed to downsize and eliminate some of the shows that weren't paying for themselves. And so, and I say paying for themselves with, you know, underwriting carriage fees from stations and so forth. So Day to Day, which was a very good show, you know, just couldn't be sustained during that period. And, you know, I went on from that show to become an economics editor and did that for a year and a half. And then I've been the bureau chief for a year and a half. So, in fact, this month is my 4-year anniversary at NPR.
All right. I wonder if, and so you went from Day to Day to bureau chief of NPR West.
Right. With business and economics in the middle.
Oh, okay, with those in between. But I wonder if sort of the offbeat spirit of Day to Day has made you a good bureau chief for your kind of offbeat Alaska.
Oh, I definitely think so. Region. I definitely think so. You know, I think the news is important. It's very important for us to cover the news that's happening, whether it's, you know, the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords or the, you know, the family of the shooter in Afghanistan who was from the Pacific Northwest. But I also love, and if you look at any sort of month-long list of stories that I bring, I love those little quirky stories that are sort of, you know, only in New Mexico, only in Alaska, only in Montana. So I think I was looking over the list this year when I was planning on coming here and thinking, like, how many Alaska stories did I bring in? And I think I've brought in more stories from Alaska than from New Mexico in the last year, more stories from Alaska than Montana, than probably from Utah. So I think that my visits here actually pay off in meeting reporters and finding out those great little stories. I think of, you know, I had a reporter in Homer covering the story of how that city was pulling out of the National Chamber of Commerce. A story just recently out of Unalaska on the police blotter in Unalaska,
mm-hmm.
which was a lot of fun. And then, you know, Annie Feit, who covers a lot of great sort of newsy stories for us out of Anchorage, also did a recent piece about an innovative divorce program, a divorce court program in Anchorage that I thought, you know, that was a good story. And it was a good policy story, a good legal story that could have been told had it been going on out of, you know, Arizona or Indiana. But I also like those stories that are, this could be anywhere, and it's happening in Alaska.
Sure, yeah.
Although, you know, Annie does cover the moose population on the rise stories for us, too.
Yeah, it's not all quirkiness,
right,
for sure, in Alaska, but, yeah, true. I mean, Anchorage is one place where you do have to sort of step around the moose pellets as you walk around downtown to the Nordstrom. And, you know, there's so many unique circumstances in Alaska, like we are, our state government is so heavily financed by the oil industry. It creates weird kind of, you know, a weird sort of political dynamic that, true, it doesn't exist anyplace else.
But, right. I mean, NPR has, over for the past couple of years, been really focusing some coverage on energy issues and natural resources. And I think that what you can probably look for in the next year or so after this visit is me looking for more stories about natural resource management, mining, and so forth. out of Alaska, oil drilling, because those are huge, important national issues that you can find sort of, you know, the place where the drill goes into the ground or where the saw goes up against the tree here. There are big policy issues being debated in Washington, but I think it's important to find, you know, who's doing the drilling. Let's talk to the people who do it. These are jobs for those people. And, you know, you can have sort of a clash or the conflict between environmentalists and big oil companies, but often what it comes down to is people are looking for jobs, and they would, you know, they love the environment, and it gives them their livelihood. So I like to get down to sort of the base level, like who are the people who have jobs because of, you know, the Pebble Mine or the Shell Project or because of the logging industry here in Southeast.
Right. And we, one of the things we discussed at the Alaska Press Club meeting up in Anchorage would be one way for stations in Alaska to sort of work together to try and release funding or personnel to work on these kinds of stories, because they not only serve NPR, they serve us too, to just the act of telling them, in fact.
Right. And I also think that by having the rest of the country hear about the stories going on here, the rest of the country understands Alaska as more than just, oh, that place where the Iditarod takes place. And as interesting as the Iditarod is, you know, I've been trying to say it's not just, you know, a dog race. It's not just, you know, a moose with its antlers caught in Christmas lights. It's a real place where real people leading lives and trying to make a living and trying to make good decisions about their lives live. And I think that it's incumbent upon the bureau chief, myself in this case, to make sure that those stories are told to the rest of the country, so the rest of the country knows that those policy decisions being made in Washington affect real people up here, not just a caricature of, you know, a person on a dog sled, you know, right, doing the Iditarod.
Jason, we're just about out of time, but one thing we mentioned before we went on the air, that Alaska has a lot of public radio reporters.
Yes,
a lot true. Of whom are just very new.
Right.
I was totally green at one time, but it's interesting to go to these meetings and see somebody who literally, he's an English major. He was like painting a house or working on a gillnet or something when he heard about an opening in a news department in Talkeetna or whatever. Right. And boom, you got a new reporter. That's right. Strange, isn't it, for a bureau chief?
Well, it is, although part of my job is to work with and cultivate new talent. You know, if a station has, you know, no editor, no news director at it, but just one full-time reporter, I try to meet with that person at the press club meeting, you know, exchange numbers with them, say, you know, give me a call sometime. I'd love to listen to some of your work, and just try to encourage them. And, you know, if I see some nascent talent there, I try to, you know, cultivate that and encourage it even more. We were just mentioning, and there are more than 30 public radio reporters in the state of Alaska, which makes it, in my region, which the West, as far as NPR is concerned, is everything Colorado to Hawaii, Alaska, down to Arizona, New Mexico. That's the second largest number of reporters in any state outside of California. California is its own, you know, country, basically, and has, well, I don't know, 50, 60 public radio reporters in it. But I think that's kind of an amazing tribute to Alaska, that there are more than 30 public radio reporters in a state with a fairly tiny population.
Yeah, we're all, it's a huge state, and I think public radio kind of helps knit.
Exactly. Knit is a great word for it.
Yeah, and those 30 reporters are one reason neither you nor I have much of a voice today, because
exactly,
a lot of these reporters like to have conversations and talk, usually with loud music in the background, yeah, after hours at the Alaska Press Club. Jason DeRose is bureau chief of NPR West. Jason, you're going to be in Sitka all day today, sort of,
yes,
working with our news department, and going to meet with our board,
right,
later.
I'm going to have meetings with you and Ed Ronco, then meet with the board later, and I think I'm co-hosting with Kayla a show tonight. What is it?
Swing Set.
Swing Set, okay.
Right, because you and Kayla are old college
chums. Right,
we
graduated at the same year from the same college. Oh, and I'm apparently reading the Marine Forecast.
That's right.
Things Considered tonight.
That's right. This is a very special activity that, people have preceded you. Scott Simon, them, have done our Marine Forecast, so that'll be something to look forward to tonight. Jason, thanks a lot for coming in.
Happy to be here.